The Northwest London Christian Church. We're studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the detail, so I'm recording a few extra podcasts on some further insights on verses as we go through. We've reached chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. It reads, "Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining." John begins these two verses with the phrase, "dear friends," or in the Greek, agapetoi, which means beloved. It's an expression that is found six times in 1 John and fits well with the writer's stress on love. He talks about so much. He says, "I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one." What is that old command? Commentators dispute that. It could be the old covenant command already given to love one another by God. It could be that was reiterated by Jesus. The beginning could be the same as in this verse, could be the same beginning as at the start of the letter. Certainly this command must be connected with love, so perhaps it could also be the love of Christ for his disciples that is to be imitated. That's the point, rather than love in a general sense. As Jesus says in John 15 verse 12, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you," or John 13:34, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." The part of the command that's new is the standard of love. Jesus set that. He set a new standard and an example of love for the brothers. And so all who love in this way are in the light. Those who do not are in the darkness. When Christians do love, that is evidence that the darkness is passing and that the true light is already shining. Ephesians 5, verses 8 to 9, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 to 8, talks about us not belonging to the night or to the darkness, but let's not sleep and get drunk, but let's live in the light. In Colossians 1 verse 12 and following, we have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. So this victory over darkness is assured and already won, but we still live in the era of struggle. The way that we demonstrate to the world that there is a different way to live is by loving one another. F.F. Bruce sums up this struggle well in his commentary on 1 John in page 55 of the edition I have. He says this, "As long as the new age is inaugurated but not yet consummated, as it will be by the parousia of Christ, the old age is still in being. Believers who belong spiritually to that age live temporarily in this age. Although the true light is already shining, the darkness has not passed completely away. It is in process of passing away. Thanks to the victory of Christ, the outcome of the conflict between light and darkness is a foregone conclusion, but the conflict is still going on. Hence the tension of the Christian life in the present world, a tension reflected throughout this epistle, not to say throughout the whole New Testament." So we live in the light, but the darkness is passing. There is still a struggle, and the best way to struggle is to live a life of love. The best way to show the world that the true light is already shining is to love one another. So let us not neglect this new command. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 9. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.